rely on me to supply your needs from now on. Shelter you and be a pillow to lean on. For in your eyes I see what I was born to be. Oh, and now, my life can begin. 'Cause I'm your man. Oh, yes I am, No, darling, Wow. There's no sacrifice, great or small. My ambition is I only want to bring happiness to you. Trouble should ever come my way, I won't run, girl. I promise I'll stay right by your side, right by your side. Girl, that's where I'm gonna be. 'Cause I'm your man. Oh, yes I am, You know I You know that I'm only trying to make myself worthy.
Worthy
of all the love. Girl, I know you've been giving me. I want nothing for myself. Good loving is my greatest wealth. And when you take my hand, you can promise me this is my man. I don't move a move, a budge till I get through saying what I got to say. And if y'all can recall, I told you I was going to tell you about this guy that came home unexpectedly and saw some stuff he shouldn't have saw. So now he's got his wife sitting down in the front room talking to her.
Is he rapping to her?
Yeah, he's rapping to her. He's not a violent man. To make sure she don't go nowhere and hear everything he say, he done took all her clothes off. And you gotta remember, this happens to be back east. and it's 30 below zero weather outside. Cold, 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 cold.
She ain't going nowhere.
He gonna make sure she ain't gonna move or move a budge or budge. Now he's saying to her, he said, now darling, now you listen here. If I should ever end my life on earth, on the moon, or even in the hereafter, catch some fool running out of my back door just because he see me coming through the front, as hard and long as I've been working for you, sometimes 16, 18, 20 hours a day sometimes. Picking up those goddamn numbers. You know, it ain't easy being a number man. You got to duck and dodge and slip and slide. Because while you picking the numbers up, the police going to be trying to pick your ass up. And he says to her, he said, now look here, mama. So you know I got a 2x4 that I've been soaking in STP. It ought to be good and hard by now. And I've been soaking it for just such an occasion. Just in case I come home early one morning and find another suit hanging across the chair that don't fit.
What didn't happen before?
Second time. He said, but I'm going to fool you next time. You're going to think I'm coming through the front? Yeah, but I'm going to be stashed around in the back this time. Waiting on that sucker to come out of the house that I bought with some of that same number money. Yeah, that belongs to me. And when he gets there, I'm going to reach around in the shed and get this 2x4 that I've been soaking in STP. And I'm going to draw back with all the gusto that I have.
I'm sure we can communicate on a higher level than this.
Well, since you explained it like that, Obi,
it has to be.
Dude, I'm sure it has to be. Well, bring it down just a half. I got to explain this. You know, it's actually against the law to draw back and hit somebody with a 2x4. Yeah, you can go to jail for that. But fellas, I'm gonna let you in on something, guys, just in case you might have an occasion to use that same 2x4. Now, I ain't no doubt about it. There ain't one law in the book that says a man can't take a 2x4 and beat his own house when he get ready. That's right. You can whoop your own house anytime you so desire. That's right. Now, if some sucker's head happened to be leaning up against the spot that you whooping, that's his fault, not yours. Because I'm your man. All men in fun, just a little humor to sort of liven you up. 'Cause I'm your man.